Lichburg. A place where the minig was to repeat itself, say it over twice, is Lichburg. You're supposed to say it over twice. We're talking about a hallow. Certain psukim in hallow, we say over twice. We say the psukim twice in hallow. Lifshart yifshart. If the minig is to say it just one time, you say it one time. Like we have certain psukim, we say it two times. Certain psukim, we only say it one time. Levorach achrov yivorach. If the minig is to make a bracha after hallow, like we do, so make a bracha afterwards. Kaminik ha-Medina. That's the hakel kaminik ha-Medina. That's the side. Everything you do according to the minig of the Medina. Because Rashbam says, lichbo lesa halo. Certain psukim in halo we say twice. Yeah. Omer Abaye. Lo yishonu velo yachrov. That what we're saying to make a bracha on halo is totally in the minig. If they do it, do it. If not, not. That's only the bracha achreinu. Like we say, bracha d'ashem melech mehulo batishpochois. That's where we end off with halo. Avolufonov. But to make the first bracha, like we say, Ashekeshon, Mitzvah Sivonu, Likra Yasahalel, that's mitzvah Levorach. That's for sure you have to make a bracha. That is no machlokes upon. The fun of you have to make a bracha. What's the raya? The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kol ha mitzvahis, or every time before you do a mitzvah, is Mevorach Aleihen Oiva Lasi Yosin. The klal is, before you do the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha. That's the klal by Brichas ha mitzvahs. Before we do the mitzvah, we make a bracha. That's why here also, before we say the halal, we make the bracha. Some of us should learn it together, like it's really a achana, a preparation to do the mitzvah. Before you do the mitzvah, you make a bracha, that's preparing yourself to do the mitzvah. Like always the nusach is, asher kidishonu b'mitzvah. Like you were makadish, you made us holy because of the mitzvah. That's the way we prepare ourselves before we do the mitzvah. So all mitzvahs, we have to make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is the yisoid, is preparing ourselves before we do the mitzvah. For the morning now, my mashma the high over lishtel diyakdu mehu. How do we know that the pshat from Yehuda Mar Shmuel, when he said the loshen of that kol hamitzvahs mevorach aleihem over lasiyosan, over means before. Maybe over means after you do the mitzvah. How do we know the loshen over means before? Lishtel diyakdu mehu. It's the lishtel of doing something before that. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Tehsir because the pasuk says vayorat sachimoyitz derech hakikor vayavor esakushi. Achimoyitz ran, even though he left second, but he ran much faster, and he went past Hakushi. You see, Lashon Yavor means in front. He went in front of Kushi. So, Sarai Yavor always means you're being in front, you come first. Abaye Rome Mehoch, Abaye Raya from this Pasik. For who Ova Lefneim? He went in front of them. So, Lashon Ova means you go in front. So, also, when the Yehuda Mashmul said this Lashon of, that kol ha-mitzvahs mevorach aleihem oiva la'asiyosin, it means before you do the mitzvah, that's when we're supposed to make the bracha, birchas ha-mitzvahs. And ika di'amri, some say mihocha from this pasuk. The pasuk says, vayavor malkom lifneihem v'ashem baroshim. It says vayavor, and it says lifneihem, they went in front of them. Mash maloshin vayavor always means in front. You have to do it first. So that's the story of birchas ha-mitzvahs is, you have to make the bracha beforehand. Matanya, we learned like this. Rebbe koifu bo devorim. Rebbe says when you say hello, you have to be koifu bo devorim. What does that mean? Rashbam says, top Rashbam here, koifu bo devorim means mat. Hoya koifu, mi borach habo lamate. Just from the end of hello. Devorim means just a little bit. Like we do. The last capital, we always say two times. Borach habo v'shem Hashem, we say the psukim two times. Kel Hashem, we say it two times. But just these last three psukim, four psukim, he used to say twice. That's all. That's called dvorim. Hey, mi baruch habo lamata. That's what Rebbe used to do. Mashma before that, the way we do, we say on Hashem Mashina, we say it two times. He didn't do that. Rebbe Leze ben Partia Moisev bo dvorim. He added more psukim, more words to repeat it in Hallel. My Moisev, what did he add? Am Rabbaya Moisev lichbol mi oidicho lamata. Like we do. That's when we start saying it twice. Oidecho kiani soni. This pasuk we say twice, and every master we say twice. Meis Hashem zayoy manu Hashem. We say these psukim twice. This is like he did. Nechva bar mi oidecho lamata. Doresh Rav Avia zimnin omalei mishmei de Rav. When Rav Avira said this drasha, sometimes he said it over in the name of Rav. The zimnin, and sometimes omalei mishmei de Ravashi. He said it over the name of Ravashi. Or some say Ravami. Or Ravasi, some say, tell them what the Yirsu is. That my Dechsiv, what's shown in the post, it says by Bereshit, it says, Vayigdol ha-yeled, Vayigomel. says Pasha by Avram Avinu when he finished with the son Yitzchak, Vayigdol Hayelev Vayigomel, that he finished and then he made a Suda. Is Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasoi Suda L'Tzadikim V'Yom SheYigmol Chasda L'Zara Shel Yitzchak. And lastly, in Moshe Mashiach comes a time when Hashem will be Goymo Chasodim to the children of Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also make a Suda then. It's also that Kodesh Baruch Hu last day Suda to make a Suda, a big party, a big meal, le tzadikim for the tzadikim, v'yayim she'igmo chastoik l'zara shal Yitzchak. Le'acha shoichlem, v'shoysen, after they get finished eating that Suda, and after they get finished drinking by that Suda, is noisten loy le'avrom avinu kodesh bracha. Right, so they're going to be mechabed, Avrom avinu, you should be the one to bench. We'll be mechabed you. So kodesh bracha le'avrom, you should bench, we might see everybody. And Avram Avinu will answer back to them, "Eini mevarach, no, I'm not going to bench. Why? Sheyotzim imenu Yishmael. Because all my children weren't pure, even though I had Yitzchak, I also had Yishmael. So therefore, Avram Avinu did not want to bench. Yomal al Yitzchak. So then they're going to tell Yitzchak, so you bench. Toyel ubarach, you go and bench now. Oymalhem, so Yitzchak will also answer back, Eini mevarach, no, I don't want a bench. Sheyotzim imenu Esav, because Esav came out of me. So my children weren't all tzaddikim, I don't want a bench. Oymalhem, Yaakov, Teilo Boruch. So tell Yaakov Avinu, you go and bench now. Oymalhem, Yaakov will answer back, Eini mevarach, no, I don't want a bench. Why not? I, all his children were tzaddikim. Shenasasi shtei achoyis bechayin. Because I married two sisters when they're both alive. Shasida terrible yason alai. That eventually the Torah says you're not allowed to marry two sisters. So when Yaakov Avinu married them, it was Kodem Matan Torah, it was mutter to do it. And even according to the Rishonim that learned that the Ovis were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, but they said that's only in Eretz Yisrael they were Mekayim it. But the Chutz Laaretz, they weren't Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's what Taka Rochel was Mace. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, Rochel was Mace. Because either when Yaakov came into Eretz Yisrael, Hitaka wasn't living with two sisters, only with one. But I call upon him, when he was living with the two sisters, Yechura, that's something that the Torah is going to ask her later. So therefore, Yaakov felt he also wasn't pure. Other Mepharshim want to learn, Abchaim wants to say a Torah, that the Yisrael, you're not allowed to marry two sisters, means Bekedushin. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. So he wants to learn, Kurdim and Torah, Monashach, they didn't have a Din Kedushin yet. So Melu, when Yaakov Avinu married Rochel, like they married Leah, the Kedushin wasn't Chal. So there's no Issa Midiraisa to marry the other sister. Like it's only Yosef, if you could make Kedushin, you're not allowed to be married to two sisters. Right. But I called upon him, even though Yaakov did, it was mutter, but he didn't want to bench because he did something that eventually this meister would be also to do. So he felt he wasn't worried to bench. Omar loyla Moshe. So then they'll tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Toyel Baruch, you go and bench now. So I says, B'shach Tchiyas HaMeisim, all the tzaddikim will be here. Is it told Moshe Rabbeinu, you go and bench now by this Suda? Omar lehem Eini Mevarach. Moshe also answered back, no, I don't want to bench. Shaloi Zachisi Likonas Eretz Yisrael. I wasn't zeicher to go into Eretz Yisrael, loy bechayev, loy bemoisi. I wasn't buried there, my mace, and I wasn't alive there. So if I didn't have this chus of being there, I don't want a bench. Rashi says, for Rashbam, loy bemoisi, shenikpa mul beis por. He was buried outside Eretz Yisrael. Loy zocho atzmoisov likornes boretz. And even his bones didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Ki atzmois Yosef, like atzmois Yosef. Yosef's bones, I call upon him, were in Eretz Yisrael. Shenikpa beretz, ki desiv, bias atzmois Yosef karvu b'shem. That means Moshe Rabbeinu was Meis and Chutz Loretz, and Nani Oiver Es Hayardin. Afilu Liacha Misi, even after Misi, he wasn't brought to Eretz Yisrael. Vayavratz Moshe Es Hayardin. My bones never went to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Moshe did not want a bench. Is Oymalel Yeshua Terlo Baruch? So he told Yeshua, you should go on bench. Omalem, Yeshua said back, no, I also have something wrong with me. Eini Mevorach Shlois Zechis Leben. I never have a child. I didn't have a ben. I don't want a bench. The pasuk says, Yeshua ben Nun, Nun v'noi Yeshua v'noi. Just ends off that Yeshua, that the father had Yeshua, and it doesn't say Yeshua's children. Mashmi Yeshua didn't have any children. Shrashi Nun v'noi Yeshua v'noi, mi'mishpachas Ephraim, choshib divra yomim, ad Yeshua. Just says that the generation is down until Yeshua. V'loi mishka kro brol Yeshua. The pasuk never says that Yeshua had a son. Mashmi Yeshua did not have a son. Therefore, you also did not want a bench. Is Oma Oimel Ela David? In front of they told David Amelech, you should bench. Tehle Baruch.
Oim Alehem, so he answered back, Ani Yavorech, very good, I'll bench. Veli Nolavor, to me it's very good that I should bench. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk Tehillim, Kais Yishu Aseso V'Shem Hashem Ekrum. I'll pick up the Kais of Hashem, and V'Shem Hashem Ekrum, I'll give back Shvach to Atzah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now it's David HaMelech, he was Malumid, that Kisaydi had Sarah throughout his life, and he always used to daven to Hashem, and Hashem helped him. So he was always having Atzlach, he's having Yeshuas. So for him, it's good to bench over a Kais, like Kais Yishu Aseso, pick up a Kais, that's the, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Yeshua from it. Exactly what this means, I don't know, but right. Mishnah says, Ein maftirin achra pesach afikoymin. By a seder by night, after they have the Pesach, the klal is ein maftirin. They're not allowed to be maftir, we'll soon see what that means. Achra pesach afikoymin. You have to eat afikoymin. By Pesach, you can't be maftirin. So what does that mean? The Rashbam learns, maftirin means loshen ha nifta mechaveroi. Somebody leaves his friend, goes away from his friend. Kolaymar. When a person leaves the Suda, or as Ein Maftir means, how are you supposed to be put to leave the meal? How do you leave the table and say that by night? You don't end it off with the Afikoymin. Well, the Gemara before us, the Gemara will explain what does it mean. So Lashon is Ein Maftir, you don't leave the Suda after a Pesach Afikoymin. After the Pesach with the Afikoymin, you don't leave the Suda that way. So we'll see what does it mean. So the Gemara, my Afikoymin. What does it mean not to leave the Suda with an Afikoymin? What is the Afikoymin? Is Omar Rav, Rav learns Pshatis, Shlo Ya'akru Mechabura Lachabura. When you get finished eating by one table, don't pick yourself up and eat by another table. You can't move to eat from one Chabura, one bunch of group of people, to another group of people. So at Rashbam, Omar Rav, Shlo Ya'akru Mechabura Lachabura. Means Acha Shochlo Atesach Lachabura. If you finish eating your Korban Pesach with one group of people, lo yechol b'chabura cheres. Don't go to walk to another group of people. Lechol, to eat there, loy pas v'loy shum dover. Not only can't eat the Korban Pesach there by the second table, but you can't even eat bread there, or anything you can't eat by the second table. Why? Gezeira, we're afraid, dil ma'osu l'mechlas ha-pesach. Maybe you'll come to eat your Korban Pesach at a second table. B'shnei mekaymes, at two different places, and that's also to do. The Anan Tanan Stoma, we learned the Stam Mishnah before, Kreb Yehuda, the Ketzat Serlin, the Pesach Nechal B'Shtei Chaburis, that yes. If you have one Korban Pesach that belongs to 20 people, the 20 people are allowed to divide up into two groups, and 10 people eat it here, and 10 people eat it there. That you could do. The one animal, the one Korban, you could divide up into two different groups. That's good. But the Ein HaOichel, Oichel HaPesach B'Shtei Mekaymis. But you, the person that's eating, you have to eat your portion only in one place. You can't eat from the korban in two different places. Wherever you start eating, that's where you have to finish. That was the Stam Mishnah before. Now, v'hach milsa de Rav, what Rav is saying here now, ukmei hosam b'shas achila. We're talking about now b'shas you're eating. B'shas you're eating the Pesach, the korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat at one table, and then continue eating at another place. You can't eat the korban Pesach at two different places. But once you got finished eating your Korban Pesach, you're allowed to get up and go someplace. That yes. If you're not eating anymore, just to say halal someplace else, that you're allowed to. The Yisr is only you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in two different chaburas. When you start eating in one chabura, you have to eat it at this place we started to eat. You can't go to another table and continue eating someplace else. But Rav holds, even after you finish eating your Korban Pesach, you're allowed to eat dessert if you want. There's no issur to eat after the Korban Pesach. The issur is only not to eat it at another place. But at the same table where you started to eat and you finished your Pesach, Korban Pesach, you're allowed to eat more. That's out Rav. Obovad, shelo yakel oichlanim chabur acheres. The only thing that's wrong is, if you want to continue eating, you can't continue eating by another chabur, another place. But this is Rav's din. And Rashbam is saying it means even to eat other foods. Not only the Korban Pesach can't you eat someplace else, but even continue eating your meal at another table, it's also wasser. Because as Xavier, we're afraid, maybe you'll come to eat the Korban Pesach also by the other table. This is Rav Din. Now, behind the Pola Galei Shmuel, we'll soon see, the Gemara right away brings down Shmuel Shita, Rebbe Yechinen, and Rebbe Yechinen argue, V'yamru, they say no. Kol Dover also lechel, like we hold. But after you finish to pay the Korban Pesach, or the way we eat the Afikoyman Zechel Korban Pesach, after you eat the last matzah, you're not allowed to eat anything, even at the same table. That's what Rabbi Yechon, and Shmuel say. That Yamri kol davar osel lechol. Anything it's also teat. Afilu b'chab rosser rishonon. Even at your first table where you start a teat. Yeah. Like we'll soon see the Gemara. Good. So the kid said, this is Rav's din. Rav's learns the only isser is you can't move to another table, another chabur, and eat there. But at the same place, you're allowed to continue eating. Ushmul amashmul says no. Kigoin or diloyi li. If I want to have dessert, it's also for me to have dessert after I had the Korban Pesach. That's what it means here. A maftir nacha pesach abikoyim means after you have the pesach, you can't eat nacha abikoyim. Means you can't have dessert afterwards. So what is this? What are diloyi? Li ugozlai liyaba. So he learns Rashbam are the lawyers type of mushrooms. That's what he used to have for dessert. And Rav, liaba, which is Rav, he used to eat guzlai. He used to eat roasted chicken, he used to eat for dessert. And other herbs he used to eat. So these things he can't eat after Korban Pesach. For Rav Chanina bar Shelo, for Rav Yechon Omar, could go in tomorrow. He can't even eat dates. Koloyas, roasted wheat. Via goizim. Kolayis, anyway, it's chametz. Chametz, sorry. Kolayis, lav dafka wheat, maybe other things. Sorry, kolayis roasted. Maybe it's not chametz, you know. Via goizim and nuts. You know, after the Korban Pesach, you can't eat anything. Vartanya kavosid Rabbi Yechon. I'll bring you right to Rabbi Yechon. But the din is, ein maftirin achar ha-Pesach. After Korban Pesach, ein maftirin. You're not allowed to take anything else with you. Like, you can't end off anything else after the Pesach. Kegoin, what things are also to eat after the Korban Pesach? Tomorrow, even teeth regular dates, kloya, something roasted, via geizim and nuts, even these things are also teat. Now, that's the way Rabbi Yechon says the din. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, ein maftirin achar matzo afikoimin. Not only can't you eat after the Korban Pesach, bizman was the Korban Pesach, but bizman hazeh, that we have no Korban Pesach, still there's this halachom, after you eat the matzah for afikoimin, you're not allowed to eat anything else. Gemara Tanan, Gemara asked the Kashna on Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach HaFikoymin. As you can't leave the meal after the Korban Pesach, eating something else, eating an HaFikoymin, eating some dessert. So to the itself in the Mishnah, Achar HaPesach, only if this man eat the Korban Pesach, then there's an issue, you're not allowed to eat any other food after you wait the Korban Pesach. Hu Doloi, Avol Yachar Matzah Maftirin. The mashma, after you ate matzah, then you are allowed a pot to go away eating something else. You could eat something else after the afikoyim if it's only matzah. The Gemara answers enough. Now, Mishnah is not a kasha on Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Mishnah means like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel saying like this. Loi mi boy komer, not only this. That means, loi mi boy, not only, acha matzah, t'loi nofish tamayu. The Mishnah is saying, not only after matzah, pshiti not only anything else. Like we do now. We have the afikoyim, we don't have the Korban Pesach. We only have the afikoyimin, so after the afikoyimin, you're not allowed to eat anything else. Why not? Because we want the time of the afikoyimin, which is zeichel korban pesach, to stay in your mouth. That should be the last taste you have in your mouth. That should stay in your mouth the whole night. So we understand if you only ate matzah, we understand you can't eat something else. Why? Leinofish tamayu. Matzah doesn't have that strong of a taste. So if you eat anything else after it, it's going to take away from the taste of the matzah. Therefore, you're not going to end off with a taste of matzah. Avol yachra pesach, mashenkin misman de beis hamikdash. Should have the Korban Pesach. Here I would think maybe the nafish timing. If you eat the meat at the end of the meal, you're supposed to eat the al slave up when you're satisfied already. So now at the end of the meal, you eat the Korban Pesach. Now the meat has a gzunta tam. It goes into your mouth and stays inside you for a long time. The nafish tamayu, it's a good taste and a strong taste that stays a long time. Vulei motzi avurei. And you can't take away that taste so good. Like so fast. Even if you eat something else after it, it's not going to take away the taste of the meat. Less lunbo, maybe there's no issur to eat after the Pesach, Korban Pesach, kamash balon. That's what our Mishnah tells us. In other words, not only like Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, after matzah you can't eat, but the Mishnah says a bigger Kiddush. Even after the Korban Pesach also you can't eat. That's a Kiddush, because even though the taste stays in your mouth a long time, I would think there's no issur. Kamash balon, no, there's still an issur. Vaitei maftir nacha matzah because of Rashbam, she'et sorach lechol matzah b'kmasu dosei. Like we do, you're supposed to have the afikoyimin. At the end of the meal, we eat matzah. Zeicher lematzah hanachilasim ha-pesach. It's zeicher not so much for the Korban Pesach, but it's a zeicher for the matzah that we used to eat b'zman shebeis ha-mitish chayim. B'kricho, Because then we used to be mekayim the mitzvah the way you're supposed to have matzah some rorim yachluhu, that they used to eat the matzah and the morah and the korban pesach all together. And when did they eat the korban pesach? Al asayva, after they were satisfied already. So they used to eat the matzah shel mitzvah b'zman the beis hamikdash at the end of the meal. V'zuhi matzah b'tzua, and that's the cracked matzah that we have. Shonuach l'machroina, we eat b'shem afikoymin l'shem chayva. Now, so the Rashbam really is learning that the whole chiyuv to eat matzah pesach by night is really the afikoymin. That's the ikar chiyuv. Just like the zman de beis hamikdash, the ikar achilas matzah was b'shas you ate the pesach, which was eaten at the end of the meal. So the zman is there also. The ikar mitzvah matzah we do is the afikoymin. So Rashbam is bothered by then, how come we make a bracha al achilas matzah at the beginning? Why don't we wait to make the bracha al achilas matzah at the end of the, when we eat the afikoymin? Rashbam says, but we are forced. We're forced, like we have to make the bracha al achilas matzah at the beginning. Even though that matzah we eat at the beginning of the meal is not the ikar mitzvah, we're not being the kind of the mitzvah then. So what's the svar? Why do we make a bracha then? So the Rashbam will fully taste this also. We had a svar before in the Gemara. To the Yomer of Chizliel, Kabe Imorer, to the Yachas Shemila Krisa Menenu, Hey Chayzim of Arachalov. Rav Chizda said a svar before, if somebody only has moror, Pesach by night. So we know there's an inyatav karpas before the meal. First you dip the moror, then into the charesis to do b'taras karpas. So even though then is not the zman ha-mitzvah, really the zman to do the mitzvah moror should be first laid on. We need the matzah moror later. That should be the inyatav moror. Still, since if you only have moror, you have to do the karpas, Rav Chizda says you make a bracha al achilas moror then, b'shash you eat the moror for karpas. Even though we hold mitzvah tzrichas kavona and you're not being mekayim the mitzvah then, the ikka mitzvah is the second moror eat later, still we said you have to make a bracha right away. And the chiddush svar was it's not right to first fill yourself up eating the moror and then first later make the bracha alakilis moror. So you see, when you start eating it, even though that's not the ma'isa mitzvah yet, but like this is the beginning of the ma'isa mitzvah. So you make the bracha now, even though you first be mekayim the mitzvah moror later. So Rashbam says it's the same thing by matzah also. We make the bracha al achilas matzah at the beginning of the meal, the first time we eat matzah, because Rav Chizda svarim, it's not nice first to eat the matzah and then make the bracha later. But really, really, you mekayim the mitzvah with the afikoymin. That's the Rashbam shita. We're not being mekayim the mitzvah with the rice of eating matzah by the first achila. But we make a bracha now like Rav Chizda svarim. This is the Rashbam shita. Other Rishonim argue and say no, that we hold with mekayim the ikar mitzvah b'shas the first matzah. So by the Acha Sadiq was going to be. Rishbam just ends off. Over matzah b'zman hazeh mari. We're talking about matzah b'zman hazeh. The leka pesach b'ador. The b'zman the ika pesach habed yitnan. A maftir and acha pesach of the koyman. Vayna wecha acha pesach u matzah nechelus himoy. By the. Acha pesach udoloy. So there are kashen in Yudam Shmuel. Smashem only yet to the Korban Pesach. Ochel bezman diika Pesach. Diyein oichlen afi b'koyim in Achra Pesach. Via matzah shimoy. Mashayk in Achra matzah b'loy Pesach maftirin. You could. And more answers no. That the Mishnah means a chiddush. Not only after matzah can't you, but even bezman with the Korban Pesach also you can't eat afterwards. Even though it's a big time, stays a long time, still you have this halacha you shouldn't eat after the Korban Pesach. Right. So tomorrow, name them a silent. Let's bring a raya to review the Amar Shmuel. The what it says a din a tesefta hasuf ganim. If you have like sponge cake, if you have dushanim like honey cake, if you have skirito like very flat matzis, is odam memala karisim mehem. The person is allowed to eat this pesach by night and fill yourself up with it. These things are not chomets. You made sure it didn't become a chomets, and a din matzah these things don't have. Either like Rashbam says a sufganim means rekikin or swing kismug like a sponge. Since the dough is very soft, ain't teres lechem lechem. It doesn't have a shame lechem. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah matzah with these things. For matzah, you need lechem. So when you eat this sponge cake like, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah matzah. To shanim metugdim b'shem nudvash, like a honey cake. Also, v'yena lechem oini and lechem osher. That's not called, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah pesach matzah because it's lechem osher. So the kids are these type of breads here, cakes. You're allowed to eat it Pesach by night. You're allowed to fill yourself up with it.
but providing you have to eat the kazayas matzah like the afikoymin at the end, that has to be the last thing you eat. So it's a diet. Pachroinin, like if you only have a little bit, my pashma told me here, the guy only has the kazayas matzah. So you only have the kazayas matzah, this really writes the Rashbam Shita, that the ikka mitzvah matzah is to eat at the end of the meal, when you're filled up already. So if you only have one kazayas matzah, kedai, first fill yourself up with these type of cake, kedai at the end of the meal, when you're ready full, then you'll eat the matzah, l'shem mitzvah matzah, because that's called ala seiva. So you have to eat the matzah b'achroinin. So it's a diyek, b'achroinin, you can only eat the matzah at the end. But rishayin alay, mashma, if you eat the matzah at the beginning, you're not allowed to eat the cake afterwards. So it's right, if you